Our prayer of the Church this week confesses that our thoughts and actions must be guided by the Holy Spirit, otherwise all we think and do is tainted by sin. Grant to us, Lord, the Spirit to think and do always such things that are right, that we, who cannot do anything that is good without you, may be enabled by you to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. How do we know God's will? How does the Holy Spirit guide us in all things? Who do you trust to tell you the truth? Jesus said, as he was finishing the Sermon on the Mount, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits." God calls pastors to serve the Church, to apply the Word of God to each person. This is the prophetic part of the office of the ministry. What should you look for in the message of each of these pastors, each of these prophets? That is the topic for this week. May our Lord grant us wisdom and faith to recognize true prophets and avoid false teaching. Amen.